T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the Action Network, SiriusXM PGA Radio as well. Jason Sobel is with us. Jason, how are you? Thanks for joining us.
I'm doing well. Afternoon, guys.
Afternoon, and we're excited about this weekend. And I'll be excited. I'll tell you the truth, Jason. I said this before. I'm really more excited about the banter between Tiger, Phil, Brady, and Manning than I am actually about the golf. I'm excited about the trash talking and just getting inside the minds to some degree of the four of those guys.
I think it'll be good. It'll definitely be better than we saw last week. I mean, Rory, DJ, Ricky, and Wolf, I mean, those are kind of four of the nice guys on the PGA Tour. I didn't really expect to hear a whole lot. I thought what we heard last week was a little forced. It might be a little scripted this week. I think guys probably have in mind, like, okay, this is what I'm going to say to Phil, this is what I'm going to say to Brady, whatever it might be. But that's okay. It's like I said last week. These matches are better than nothing. If we get some banter, that's better than sitting there staring at a TV screen showing an old movie or something on a Sunday afternoon. So this promises to be better than any of the alternatives.
Jason, I read your article today on the Action Network. You talk about how good of golfers are Tom Brady and Peyton Manning. How good are they? I know Peyton recently nearly holed that eagle shot at Pebble Beach in that Pro-Am tournament. Tom's still playing football. Peyton's got a little bit more time on his hands, right, to play a little bit more golf and practice. So who is the better player right now?
So Peyton Manning plays to a 6.4 index. I'm not sure, even if he got much, much better, that his golf game could be more impressive than the list of clubs where he's a member. It includes Augusta National, Castle Pines and Cherry Hills outside of Denver, the Honors Club in Tennessee, Sweetens Cove where he's an investor. It's a pretty solid list of clubs, but 6'4 is no slouch. He's a good player. Tom Brady, he's an 8.1. He belongs at the country club where, of course, he lived for a while up in Massachusetts and Riviera out in L.A. and just joined Seminole. Even though Brady's index is nearly two strokes higher, from what I'm hearing from a few tour pros, including Luke Donald, who was on a podcast with me on the Action Network last night, and he's played with both of these quarterbacks, he said, he might give the edge to Brady. He thinks Brady's a little bit better of a player.
Interesting. You mentioned all those clubs. I'm curious, what's a membership cost to Augusta, and how do you even get a membership?
Okay, so you get a membership when they decide they want to have you as a member. If you ask for a membership, the only thing that I can guarantee is you won't get a membership. You have to just wait and be asked. You have to go to the club. The other thing is it's not that expensive as far as any sort of initiation fee and yearly dues. It's actually much cheaper at Augusta than it is for many other top-flight clubs. That said, what they want at Augusta National is they want to know that you have the money just in case they need it and that you are okay parting with it. There's a story. Boy, I don't know if I can tell the story, but I'm going to tell it anyway. I believe there was a member, and I've heard this third-hand, so if I get it a little bit wrong, then I'll go to the second-hand guy and blame him. But there was a member who was in for dinner at the club in the grill room on a Friday evening, and Billy Payne was the chairman at the time, and Payne's walking around. He says, "How's dinner?" And the member said, I just wish we had a better wine list. Our wine selection isn't as good as I would assume it would be here. And Billy said, we'll do something about that. And a few weeks later, the member came in and had dinner with some friends, and they said, we have this great bottle of wine, a 1967, whatever it is. I'm not a big wine guy myself. But He said, you know, and Billy Payne came up to him. He said, hey, what do you think of the wine list? He said, man, spectacular. I'm so glad we upgraded. The guy came home. He had a $500,000 bill in the mail for a new wine cellar and a whole bunch of new wine. And they wanted to make sure that that he knew. And, you know, look, he had requested and suggested a whole bunch of new wines at the club, and he got it. He just had to make sure he paid for it.
Wow.
I mean, nothing says the common man like Augusta. We're talking with Jason Sobel of the Action Network.
Nothing common about Augusta.
nothing at all. Jason, where is Tiger Woods? Like, do we even know where his game is at right now?
No idea. You recall, the last time Tiger played was at Riviera. And this is, I'm not good at dates right now because it seems like every day is Groundhog Day. But I guess this was three or four months ago when he played at Riviera and finished last of all those who made the cut that week. Was somewhere between, you know, had a little bit of a bothersome injury to, you know, was really hurting. It's tough to get into Camp Tiger and figure these things out, but he skipped the Arnold Palmer Invitational, which he's won eight times. He skipped the Players' Championship, which only wound up playing one round. Seems like a pretty good move in retrospect to not at least travel there and play one round if he was indeed hurting at the time. But the fact that he's at least teeing it up this week should tell us that he is at least feeling better. So if nothing else, during this two-and-a-half-month break that we've had from the PGA Tour, maybe it's helped Tiger Woods kind of get back on track with his health.
When it comes to Mickelson, where do you think he's at with his game right now, with the layoff?
So I've heard from multiple PGA Tour sources that over the past few weeks, Phil is playing a lot of golf. Charlie Hoffman said on a conference call the other day that he's played with Phil a few times, and Phil is playing 36 holes a day, walking, taking on all comers. He's playing with PGA Tour pros. He's playing with members of his club. He'll play with anybody. He just wants to get in as many reps as possible. And I look at it very much like the first edition of the match from a year and a half ago when Tiger and Phil played. Tiger was kind of like, okay, yeah, I'll go do this thing. I'll fly into Vegas. I'll go play 18 holes, and I'll go fly home. Whereas Phil, I mean, Phil was taking pictures with the $9 million in cash stacked up beforehand. Like, you know, he couldn't wait to get his hands on it. And Phil was, like, really into this thing. He was promoting it. I get the sense that Phil's probably a little more into this one as well, more so than Tiger is. So if there's any sort of edge you can give as far as motivation, I think that edge goes to Phil.
We're talking with Jason Sobel, the Action Network, SiriusXM, PGA Tour Radio. Jason, with the U.S. Open being moved to September, it's going to compete with the NFL. And, you know, obviously we're not used to that. What do you make of that and how the TV coverage will be that weekend?
Yeah, you can throw the Masters in as well, which is scheduled right now for November, the second week of November. So, both of those will be up against the NFL. I'm sure they'll figure out as far as TV deals. You know, Fox will kind of clear its schedule to play the U.S. Open, and CBS will, I assume, clear its schedule for the Masters. Maybe they move tee times up a little bit so they can each have a 4 o'clock game on that Sunday afternoon and get the tournaments done with ahead of time. But look at, you know, I look at it from the perspective of a sports fan as, cool, we can sit on the couch all day and watch sports. I'm sure that the executives in charge of the TV coverage, the executives in charge of those tournaments themselves don't see it as a ideal situation. But look, nothing is an ideal situation right now. This is a very weird year. We're living in strange times. And if we want to sit here and complain that the U.S. Open is in September or the Masters is in November, if that's really at the forefront of your problems right now, and that's the worst thing that you've got going on, congratulations, because a lot of other people have a lot of worse things going on right now for them.
You know what, Jason? It could be really fun. I agree with you. Think about it. It's possible that that weekend of the Masters, you could have opening weekend of the NFL, college football, the Masters, the final couple of weeks of the baseball season, and the NBA playoffs, potentially the NBA Finals. Or even the NHL finals around that same time.
Can you imagine a sports day where you wake up at 8 o'clock in the morning and maybe the Masters is on TV, maybe they move up the tee times already, you watch the Masters and say, okay, coming up, we've got NFL football, some really good games on in the afternoon. And after that, we've got the NBA playoffs going on and the World Series and the hockey playoffs. I mean, it's just, it could be really exciting. And I've been saying this to everyone over the last couple of months, all these sports fans were saying, man, this is terrible. There's no sports going on. If there's a light at the end of the tunnel, if there's a reason for optimism, I mean, this supersedes golf specifically and more in general for sports fans, that the last 3 or 4 months of this year could wind up being just fantasy land for sports fans and could wind up being just a cornucopia of events on a daily basis.
You know, when we watched that, Bull and I both watched that Peyton's Places, where, and you referenced that in your article, where they play Nance's, infamous Pebble Beach hole back there in his backyard. And I would kill to play that hole just one time.
You guys don't have one of those in your backyard?
No, not yet. Working
not
on
quite.
It. but you watch that, and we've seen lots of stuff. There's been lots of viral videos with Nance out there and, you know, guys who've, you know, gotten hole-in-ones and all that stuff. When you see the trash talk those guys had and kind of the banter they had, do you expect it to be like that on Sunday?
I think so. I mean, you've got to remember that these guys also are more worried about, hey, let me play well. I mean, Tiger and Phil can probably get away with, hey, I'm playing golf, and I'm used to playing golf, and I'm used to having cameras around, and, you know, this is what I do for a living. Tom Brady and Peyton Manning are not professional golfers. And I would think the biggest thing for them is, let me go out here and not embarrass myself. Let me go hit a good shot, especially on the back nine, which is alternate shot. They can get away with hitting some loose ones on the front nine where it's best ball, and they've got a partner in Tiger and Phil who know how to play some golf and could probably bail them out. But on the back nine where it's alternate shot, let's say Tiger slams a drive 300 right down the center of the fairway, and Manning, you know, pushes his out way right. They say, okay, well, we've got to use Tiger's drive here. All of a sudden, Peyton Manning's got to hit one from the fairway. I would guess that Peyton's pretty focused on, first of all, hitting the shot. Secondly, not letting down his partner, Tiger Woods. And thirdly comes the banter. I mean, if he actually does hit the good shot, then all of a sudden he can start jawing a little bit. But I can't imagine that they're going to be too focused on the banter itself when they've got to hit these golf shots. They've got to perform under pressure.
Yeah, and it comes to the odds. I believe Tiger's his team's the favorite. Is there any value in betting this thing?
I think there is, and I said the same thing last week going into it. I see all of these matches basically as a toss-up. I see them almost 50-50, and so if you're going to have an underdog in one of these matches, I think there's tremendous value on the underdog. Last week it wouldn't have worked out. Last week, I mean, that was as much of a toss-up as we could find. It went down to half the last hole. It went to a closest-to-the-pin contest. Matthew Wolf knocked one to 18 feet. Rory, with the last shot, knocked one to 13 feet and wound up winning. It's a really bad beat if you were on Ricky and Wolf, who were a big underdog going into that one. But, I like Phil and Brady as the underdog here, first of all, just because I think there's value in plus money anytime it looks like a toss-up, whatever the sport is, whatever the contest is. And secondly, like I said earlier, I think Phil is going to be more motivated to go out and play really well than Tiger is. And thirdly, as I mentioned again earlier as well, that I from what I'm hearing from players who have played with them, it sounds like even though Tom Brady's index is higher than Peyton Manning's, Brady might have some more game than him.
All right. It's going to be a fun weekend, 3 o'clock on Sunday. Jason, we appreciate the time, man. Thanks so much for joining us.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.